You ever feel like there is a level of depth missing in your yoga practice? That's something I hear from a lot of students over the years. Like, they want to go deeper. And this is like the most common phrase that people will say once they get a little further into their practice, that I want to deepen my practice. And a lot of beginner yoga students will kind of go down a similar path where they start to get the basics down, they start to understand the poses, the breath, a little bit of the alignment and things like that. And then they say, well, I want to deepen my practice. So they start looking for resources. And then they hear that yoga teacher training is probably the best way to deepen your practice. And then they think, well, maybe I'm not ready for that. And how will I know when I am ready for a yoga teacher training? That seems like a big commitment. But experienced yogis and yoga teachers and practitioners know that there's actually a better question to be asking of not am I ready for a teacher training, but what does it really even mean to deepen my practice? Like, how will I know when I have deepened my practice versus if I haven't? Right? It can be kind of arbitrary and unclear. So I'm hosting this free live training this week. It's a three-part series that starts this week. It's called Deepen Your Practice, and it's about learning these 10 essential skills that can allow you to have more mastery of your mind, body, and spirit. These three main things that we're working with in our yoga practice. So we go from this question of like, how do I deepen my practice? What's next? Where do I go from here? Okay, I've got the basics down. Maybe you start to reach some plateaus in your practice and you want more. Even if you're like years into your practice, this can happen where you know that there's more available. And most classes are only really scratching the surface of the 3,000 plus year yoga history that we're working with, from all the way from the source text and the philosophy and the anatomy and the alignment. There's only so much we can really cover in a particular yoga class. And as a yoga teacher, I like to keep my classes focused and clear and usually just focus on one theme per class. But there's still a lot of depth, even in the practice, that you're missing out on and discussing and workshopping and kind of testing things out in your own mind and body and spirit that take time, and it takes a sort of different format. So that's what I'll be doing in this free three-part live training called Deepen Your Practice. The registration is open now at quietmind.yoga/deepenyourpractice, and you can register for free. And I want to make this stuff available to as many people as want it, because when I was learning, I started to look online like in the late 2000s. Back when there wasn't really anything out there online, trying to find resources to learn yoga, I was struggling with like depression, anxiety, overwhelm, and the sense of like isolation and loneliness that I've mentioned before. I've really struggled with that in the past, and yoga was starting to give me a way out of that and giving me tools and resources to work with that. And I can very gladly say that many years later, I don't struggle with those things. There's still elements of them, like we still have these challenges in our lives, we still have these elements of our past selves, but they don't overrun my day anymore. They don't take me out like they used to. And I have these tools and resources to work with them. So I'll be sharing some of those on this free workshop. And I share some of them in my podcast, I share some of them in my classes. But again, you just need a different format to learn yoga beyond classes. Like, if you really want to go deeper, you can't just keep going to classes. That is important. That's essential to really have a solid practice and to be consistent in that and to see like sustained and consistent growth in yourself. But it's just one particular format and it lends itself to a particular way of learning and embodying and experiencing these things, which is awesome. But eventually you hit a plateau and you know there's more. So that's what I'll be doing in this workshop of providing that different context to go into your practice. So it's three parts. It's Thursday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Live on Zoom, we'll be doing some practice. We'll be doing a lot of discussion and sort of experiential things beyond just like yoga asana practice. Asana is really just the beginning. And when you have this sort of entry point into understanding what yoga can be, it starts to open up your mind to possibilities of like, what else could this be? And how could this influence like what happens out of the yoga studio space or the yoga practice space at home? So once you roll up your mat and you feel amazing, now how do you apply all of that to your work and your relationships, your health, your daily routines? And in many ways, the yoga practice actually begins once you roll up the mat rather than once you roll out the mat and you start your practice. So I think the yoga practice is really everything we do not just on the mat in the classes or doing the practices or videos. So I'll talk about that in the training. I'll talk about this roadmap of like how you can go from beginner to intermediate to advanced to a teacher if you desire to be a teacher. But whether you want to be or not, this is for anybody who wants to deepen their yoga practice. But there's a sort of missing roadmap that I wish that I had many years ago to kind of lay out the lay of the land of the path of like, okay, I just took my first yoga class. Now what? I guess I'll go to another one. Okay, great. I guess I'll go to more and I'll go to more. And then eventually you might end up in this space. Maybe you're watching this or listening and you have gone to a yoga teacher training. But I hear from people every year, all these messages of people who are saying that they're disappointed in their yoga teacher training, or that they learned something in my podcast that their teacher training didn't cover at all, or that they know that there's more depth to their yoga practice that they missed out in their trainings. And I include those things in my trainings because I've been there. I've been through many trainings myself, some incredibly excellent, and some of them left more to be desired. And I've seen the opportunity to create things that could be more of creating this roadmap. So when you, if you decide to take a teacher training with me or someone else or go further in your practice, you have an idea of like what to look for, because that's a really big part of it. That's like 90% of it, really, of like deciding which path you're going to go on and what things you want to go deeper in and what things you want to learn more about your practice, yourself, your asana, your alignment, all the things that go into it. So I'll talk about these 10 core competencies or 10 essential skills, these 10 things that anyone who's practiced yoga for a long time has eventually got some level of mastery with them. And they fall into the three categories of mind, body, and spirit that everybody associates with yoga. But not everybody thinks about the importance of these 10 categories. And once you have them, then you know where everything fits in your practice. Like when you're learning something about anatomy, you're not sure, like, how does that even apply to me? You have this context of like, oh, it fits in with this and makes sense for that. It helps me achieve this and do that. All right. So that's the sort of missing link, the missing manual, the missing roadmap that you could say once everyone starts the yoga practice would be really helpful to have that. And we'll be talking about that on the workshop. There will be a workbook as well to guide you through the process. It'll be very interactive. It's not just lecture. And it's totally free because I wish this existed when I was starting out. And I've always made it part of my intention as a teacher to give away a lot of free stuff because I feel like yoga should be available to everybody who wants it. And yes, I have a business. And yes, I have paid offerings and ways to go further working with me more closely. For people who want that, but for everybody to have access to this, I think is really important. So it will be completely free and there will be no like sales pitch or anything like that. It is a lot of what I teach in my yoga teacher training program. So if you desire to do that, that will be opening up for registration soon. But this next 2 weeks is all about serving inside of this program to help you deepen your practice. So you have these 10 skills, you have experience with them, you have the roadmap, you have ways to go from the shallow practice of just like doing poses and following instruction, and then you roll out your mat and you practice, you roll up your mat and you go back to your life. But what do you do beyond that? And what do you do really when you're in the practice? Like, what do you pay attention to? What kind of things can add a level of personalization to every class that you practice? So even if you don't resonate with a teacher you go to, you find a way to get a lot out of that practice for your own personal growth. Or if you have a teacher you've been working with for a long time, you have a new level of depth to see what they're offering and experience what they're offering from a more fullness of like what yoga can really offer of beyond just doing poses, feeling good, moving on. It can be the foundation of your whole life. And I talk about this as going from asana alignment of how do I do this pose? And okay, my arm goes here, my foot does that. To life alignment, to what feels in alignment for me, to am I in the right career path that is really what my heart is calling me to do? Is there something out of alignment in my relationships, in my health, in my daily routines? All of these things are yoga and they can be yoga. So I'll be talking about that in the training as well. And then I'll be sharing more as we go through it and through the next 2 weeks here. So if you're interested, just go to quietmind.yoga/deepen-your-practice. I'd love to see you there. We've already got an amazing group of people joining us from around the world. And this is my biggest offering of this sort for 2022. If this is something you've been thinking about, you know you want a level of depth in your practice that you might be lacking, or you feel like you've reached a sort of plateau when you know that there's more to open up to and more possibility in your practice, this is for you. quietmind.yoga/deepen-your-practice. I hope you can join us, and I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for checking this out. And if you're listening on the podcast, make sure to subscribe, comment, share with a friend. And if you're listening on YouTube, like, comment, let me know in the comments if you have any requests for things you'd like to learn about deepening your practice that I could cover in future videos. All right, thanks for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day.